Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 115, Grace and Generosity. From Obligation to Overflow. For several years, I served as the stewardship pastor in my church. Twice a year, I would step behind the pulpit and deliver what I believed was a faithful message on giving. I taught the importance of bringing the tithe into the storehouse, pointing to God's challenge, bring the full tithe into the storehouse. Malachi 3:10. I preached the necessity of sacrificial giving by highlighting the widow who gave all she had, her two small copper coins. Mark 12:41-44. I warned about the danger of withholding what belonged to God, reminding people of the Lord's question, "Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me." Malachi 3:8. I was sincere. I genuinely believed I was helping people honor God. What troubles me now is not that those passages exist in Scripture, but that I often presented them as the primary motivation for Christian giving. Looking back, I can see that many of those messages were rooted more in obligation than in grace. The underlying message was often, "You should give because God requires it." Whether we were talking about money, serving in ministry, or using our gifts, the appeal was frequently based on duty. In some cases, people may have given resources, time, or energy they simply did not have because they believed God was demanding it. The more I have come to understand the new covenant, the more I have realized how different God's invitation really is. Under the Old Covenant, Israel lived under a system of commandments and obligations, but the New Covenant introduces something better. Instead of external pressure, God brings internal transformation. Instead of demanding from us, He first gives to us. Paul writes, "Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver," 2 Corinthians 9:7. Those words changed everything for me. Notice what Paul does not say. He does not specify an amount or impose a requirement. Instead, he points to the heart. Giving under the new covenant is not produced by pressure. It is produced by love. Jesus revealed this same principle when he told his disciples, "Freely you received, freely give," Matthew 10:8. The motivation is completely different. We do not give in order to earn something from God. We give because we have already received everything from Him. Our generosity becomes a response to grace, and generosity is much bigger than money. We give our time to encourage a hurting friend. We give our talents to serve others. We share our wisdom, compassion, hospitality, and attention. As Peter wrote, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." 1 Peter 4:10. Paul described the Macedonian believers by saying that they first gave themselves to the Lord. 2 Corinthians 8:5. That is where true generosity begins. When our hearts belong to Him, everything else naturally follows. This is why I no longer believe the best stewardship message is about percentages. It is about relationship. When we know we are deeply loved, fully accepted, and securely cared for by our Father, generosity ceases to be a religious obligation. It becomes an expression of trust and gratitude. We stop asking, "What must I give?" and begin asking, "How can the love of Christ flow through my life?" That is why Jesus could say, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Acts 20:35. The blessing is not found in meeting a requirement. The blessing is found in participating in the generous heart of God Himself. Today, I would preach a different message. Less about obligation and more about freedom. Less about what we owe God and more about what God has already given us. Because generosity under the new covenant is not the result of pressure. It is the overflow of a heart that has discovered the boundless generosity of God. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.